You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're talking about Jesus, the pinnacle of our understanding of the Bible, the most misunderstood God that there is. He is the one that dealt with Adam and Eve, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the patriarchs throughout the Old Testament, the one that gave us the law. 1 Corinthians 10:1 says that he was that rock that was out there in the wilderness with them. Proverbs 30 verse 4 says that, talking about God, what is his name and what is his son's name? Genesis 19:24, we have one Lord calling down fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah, destroying the homosexuals, lesbians, and sex perverts from another Lord up in heaven. And then I was talking about how in Matthew 22, verses 41 through 46, the Pharisees come and challenge Jesus, and he quotes out of Psalms 110, and he shuts them up, and they dare not question him again. Psalms 110, verse 4, what did he quote? The Lord, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Jehovah, the Lord, has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord, the Tetragrammaton again, Jehovah, is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. The right hand is the most honored position that there is. They couldn't have one Lord sitting at the right hand of the other Lord. It's impossible. It violates the basic tenets of the Pharisees. In fact, that's rabbinical Judaism today, because Judaism today is Pharisaical Judaism. When the high priest was, the temple was destroyed, the high priest was out of a job, the Pharisees were running the synagogues, they took over, and that's what we have as Judaism today. The whole thing is talking about Jesus as our high priest. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. See, the Jews today have no high priest. We do. Let me ask all the Christians a question. Do you know what a high priest does? Do you know the reason for a high priest, the purpose of the high priest, and what the high priest does for the people? Why not? Jesus is our high priest. Since we have a high priest, don't you think that you should know, that we should all know, what it is a high priest does? It's extremely important. Don't delegate it off. Oh, that's all that old sacrificial laws that are all done away with. Oh, no, they're not. Every time you sin, Jesus, our high priest, intercedes for you. The reason that you say you don't deserve to be thrown in the lake of fire is the sacrifice that Jesus did.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.